Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Let me ask you guys this question, because I know in my world what the answer is to this, but sometimes you can live in a bubble, right? Would you say that dads mostly show love by making sure that their kids are ready for the real world, whereas moms show love in a more nurturing type way?
Well, I'm a daddy's girl. So no. I mean, in some aspects, yeah. But I mean, he bailed me out of some stuff, which I thought was really nice, but taught me a lesson along the way. But I don't ever recall getting, like, I wouldn't even say tough love, but lessons in capability. I probably could have got some more. Probably could have benefited me in different areas. Probably would make my husband a happier husband. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't experience that.
How about you, Gav?
In my experiences, for sure. Absolutely. Like, I still even remember how my parents would be at odds at times because my dad felt like my mom was too soft on me and was coddling me. And he was more like, no, that's not going to prepare him for life. Mm-hmm. Like, and so, and now that I'm older, I get why my dad was how he was. So I would say for sure.
Absolutely not. Both my parents were hard asses.
Really?
Like, they were like the same person. Huh. They had the same direction, which I think probably is a good thing from a parenting standpoint. Like, you got to have a united front. And the united front was that they both just were not going to be little softies to us. They were just going to be real hard. And whether or not that was a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. It ended up here. So I guess maybe a good thing.
Yeah, life is tough, man.
Well, it's so funny because mine were the opposite and we both ended up in the same place.
Well, that's right. Then that's a lesson that parents should learn.
Hard for no reason.
Be nice to your kids.
I didn't mean for it to come out like that.
Thanks, Preston. I'm going to unpack that in therapy next week.
Abby's whole life was in vain now.
No, I
suffered for nothing.
No, I just thought it was so neat. Never mind.
Oh my. All you needed was love from one parent. That's
just like,
all.
Just like half of one. Maybe just like switch days. Oh, at least give me the weekends off.
They both work.
I had a case, you know.
We're both in therapy. They both work.
That's true. We both ended up in a therapist chair.
Thank you.
I've had cases the last couple of weeks here where I think your natural instinct, and it doesn't matter if you're a mom or a dad, is to help your kids.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I've had to specifically stop myself from doing that because I am trying to prepare them for the real world. That's why I want to play this this clip from Gary Vee here in just a second. So it was a few months ago that my 16-year-old jacked up his car pretty badly, right? Really badly. Like, he totaled his car. So I had the opportunity either to get him another car or let him earn this car and I would help him and I would match what he made. So I went with that, even though I struggle with that decision because I know how much his social life means to him. I know he likes to move around a lot, but I also feel like you'll take a lot more pride in things if you're working towards it, right? And then my oldest son, who's 21 years old right now, is working and needed a ride to work next week because his mom's not going to be around and she takes him to MARTA. So he asked me to help him out. And I'm like, you're working now, right? And he said, yeah. And I said, how much you making? He's like, $350 a week. I'm like, that's great. It'll pay for your Uber.
Did you really?
He's 21 years old.
Nice.
Find your own ride.
Nothing wrong with that.
21 years old.
Yeah. Yep.
This is what Gary V said, and I don't know if I'm in this algorithm, but it really hit me right in the soul.
You can't have grit if mommy and daddy give you money. They say, Gary, I'm struggling. I need grit for my kid, did this, that. And I'm like, stop giving them money. The people that just laughed and clapped are still putting them on the payroll. This is the jungle. And right now, parenting and modern parenting is creating zoo animals. We're caging them and protecting them. I don't know if you know what happened back in the day with zoos. They would run animals and then they would put them back in the wild. Those animals died within the first day. Because if you're a zebra chilling in the Bronx Zoo, and then they put you out there in Africa, a lion is eating your ass within a day. We overcoddle. We've eliminated merit. Our society, well-intended, decided to invent crazy stuff like eighth-place trophies. And so we've lost our way out of good intent. Because let me tell you a dirty secret, parents that are putting kids on payroll. I'm getting the DMs also from the 25-year-olds, and here's the insight that is not being talked about in public. A 25-year-old that has their parents paying for their lifestyle is subconsciously and now starting to consciously understand that their parent doesn't think they're capable of. You think you're helping, but you're creating levels of insecurity. And so these are complicated matters. I get it. When you love something more than breathing and yourself, of course you're gonna do. But there's a reason that we talk about grit. It's because it's going away, because it's really frothy out there.
And I think a lot of this happened because we had parents that were such hard asses that as a generation of parents, I think we've gone so much the other way in a lot of cases because we didn't want the same kind of pain that we felt as a kid that we've gone so far over. And now that's why you got that eighth place trophy.
So there's that aspect of it. And then as a mom of a toddler, of a three-year-old, I'm going to be vulnerable and I'm going to own it. I know what I'm doing is for me and not for him because I'm having a hard time watching my baby grow up because my baby is turning into a boy who's going to turn into an adolescent, who's going to turn into a man. And that is a very hard pill for a mother to swallow because those first couple years, the days are long, but the years go by fast. And that is so true. So I kid you not, the other day he took his shoes and socks off by himself. And it was like somebody punched me in the stomach.
Are you kidding?
Oh, I'm not kidding.
I would have been so proud.
I checked myself because I'm like, he doesn't need me anymore. He's grown up so fast, which is a good thing. Right. And so that's when I'm like, I have to realize that I have to put my own selfish mother needs aside and that this is what's best for my son to grow into a capable man. And that he needs to do things on his own because how else is he going to learn? But from like, you know, a mother's standpoint, you know, he's my only one and it was a really hard road to get to him. So I want to soak all of this up as much as possible. But now I realize I'm doing it to his detriment and so I've got to check myself.
That's why I think you and Bart are great balance. And my ex-wife and I were really great balance when we were in the house together also, because it was the very same situation. And then after our marriage also, we ran into the same struggles. Like I was trying to teach grit. She was embracing that nurturing side. But so long as there's like that balance, he's good to go. He's going to end up in therapy anyway.
Either way.
The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.